Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 8th of June. How are you all? Just a quick catch up. We've been beavering away behind the scenes. The Winter League ceased last night, the last games in Turkey last night. So I just thought I'd catch you up with everything quickly. So the planned date for full start their podcast resumption is, he says, forgetting the date already, is the week of the 19th of June. So about 10, 12 days time. And what we've done now, or what I've done and had help from Dave and Kerry, is set a podcast schedule so that podcasts will go up regularly, as opposed to the haphazard way they have previously, since I stopped doing one a day. And I won't be doing one a day. We will be doing 3 to 4 a week. And we will be putting them up to cover specific topics. So there will be a couple of podcasts going up each week that cover specific topics. Now, initially, I will be covering a lot of stuff that I have done in previous pods, just so that we've got it in the right catalogue now and lined up. And I will be keeping them a bit short of those ones. So rather than rambling on for 45, 50 minutes, I will turn them into sort of 15, 20 minute ones, probably max half an hour, so that they make some sense to people. And then we can index them, and if you want to find them, then all being well, they'll have their own sort of subheading on the website under the bet slip, where you will be able to go and pick that up. So that will be going ahead on a Monday and then a Thursday, doing those ones. And where necessary, pretty much for all of them, there will be a written version that will go up. So those of you who don't want to listen to me ramble on can read the written version. Again, that will all be nicely indexed for people to find in order. And where necessary, there'll be a YouTube video to go alongside them. So the pod, I'll mention that, and the written article on the website will have a link to it. And hopefully we can take people on the sort of, we'll be doing pods on the mindset journey, because that's one element of it. Then I'll be doing pods on sort of betting technical analysis, so trading styles and things like that. So there'll be another little sort of section on their own. So in effect, be trying to do one a week on each topic. On a Monday, mindset. On a Thursday, the technical one. So whether I offer trading strategies or whatever it'll be. So that'll bring up a library of mindset stuff, a library of trading strategy stuff. And then that will give me freedom on, particularly when the football starts up again, on perhaps Fridays and Saturdays, whichever, maybe one a week, maybe twice a week, to do my generic pods, where I can talk bollocks, give you some recipes, sing some songs, put the world to rights about all the nonsense that's going on, and perhaps throw in some football tips. So they will start on the 19th, and as I say, we're writing out a full schedule of topics to cover. By all means, send ideas in if you wish to. We've probably got most things covered, but if there's something in particular you want to hear, but just bear in mind initially, I'm going to start right back at the beginning, shorter, no other nonsense in that pod. It will just be, this is it, this is what we're talking about today, and we'll build up a library, and then you can go and index those on the website, save your favourite ones. If there's bits you're struggling with, you'll be able to find it to go back and listen to, as opposed to what happens in a minute, where we put something on the sort of Telegram group. Where's the pod on this, or where's the pod on that? So hopefully that make the whole thing a lot more user-friendly for people. I've got a schedule, I know what I'm doing, I can get them set up in advance then to go up. Kerry can help me with the written side of it, and I can make the YouTube videos where necessary. So that will be the new setup for the podcast. That will be starting on the 19th of June. On this Monday, the 12th of June, those of you in Ultimate, I emailed you and I said that I'm going to do 4 YouTube sessions, just going over the Ultimate files, sort of sharing ways that I use them, explaining things, take some questions. So we're going to do the main file starting on Monday the 12th. We're going to do the Poisson file on Friday the 16th. We are going to do the gold markets files on the 19th and the ELO files on the 26th. I will, anybody can attend those, you know, but I just emailed the ultimate people, but I'll send the links out to everybody and put them in the Telegram room. That feel free if you want to come in and see what Ultimate is all about. Obviously, it's ceased now. Ultimate will be offered to existing Ultimate members initially, as it always is, in the probably the first early July, the first games of Belgium at the end of July, and then obviously people always leave because you know, it's not for them, and that's fine. So any spaces then will be made available sort of the second to third week in July before that. If you do wish to join Ultimate and want a space, then do email us again and let us know. I do, you know, I'm biased, of course. I think it is that if you've got a long-term view, it is the one of the easiest and best ways to bet on football. You can do it all up on a Friday, set it all up, particularly with the bot sort of stuff we've got now through BetAngel. You know, somebody posted in the week, fantastic, 10 systems, about 250 points profit. And hopefully these sessions can help people get set up properly. I think, you know, of like, or like all betting, it is how you set yourself up. If you set yourself up right in the start of the season and then stick to it, and you know, again, we'll get the mindset bit, not checking every result, kicking every ball with them, all the stuff I've talked about over all the years, then it is a rock solid way to make money. I have bet it solidly since 2009, 2010. We've got the Excel versions going back to 2012. Some of you have been doing it since then. So join those YouTubes if you wish to. I'll mail those out. But it is finished now. Those of you on Ultimate, the files will go up tomorrow morning, which will be the end of season file. So if you want to do your sort of summer analysis and look through, then please do grab those files and grab those files tomorrow, and is it tomorrow, and they'll all be up to speed. You know, they won't be up forever, so do grab them, because obviously we have to take that website down and that part of the website down and set it up for 2023-2024. What else have we got? I'll be doing other more YouTubes and things like I've been doing live sessions. I'll do another one Sunday. I think, I don't know how many we've done now, 6, 7, something like that, maybe 8. I've no idea. I think this might be the 8th one coming up. I think people enjoyed the last couple in particular, where I've given you some new ways to trade. And that sort of will be my focus when football, we'll be doing the USA and Norway and things. I'll be doing bits through. But when football starts up and we are on this proper football journey, remember, without World Cups and COVID starting in August, you know, I will be doing these live sessions, and my part will be very much the mindset pods, the technical pods, and YouTube as much as possible as I can do to share stuff and help people trade better. We're getting it. It looks, you know, really good. There'll be other articles going up on the website all the time. We will be starting a newsletter. We're going to trial it. I'm working on that with Dave right now, just the easiest way to put it together. Probably go out twice a week, a Tuesday and a Friday. And I will put some trades and things in that. We're going to get look to get Andy involved, and he can add perhaps some little horse racing snippets and some NFL in the NFL season. This will purely be free, just be emailed to you. Keep you informed of any FTS news, you know, like when we've got YouTubes planned and things, we can put that in there and share hopefully a little bit of, you know, even if it's just a paragraph on a little bit of motivation, covering all sorts of topics. So we're putting that together. Not sure when we'll get that out, because obviously we're going to need to put it together and then work out how we populate the content into it in the easiest way. I'm almost certain it'll be up and ready before the new season. Yeah, obviously I'll have details of that and where you can sign up and register for that, and that will just be an email newsletter that will come out a couple of times a week. So, you know, if you're new to FTS and you just wanted to trade a few games without being part of anything, I will put some trades on there, you know, with full instructions, and you can use those. What else have we got? Oh, my, thank you for the Telegram polls. Again, we're collating all that now, seeing what people want, what needs to be implemented. Got a good number. There'll be probably be a few more questions I ask when we get that. We're just sort of finishing it now. Kerry again helping me there. She's been a bit of a stalwart. Now she's back from yet another holiday. And we will, as I say, I may just have a few more things I want to ask, but as always, I really do appreciate that. What I will be opening up, one of the poll questions was about my home win fixed odds bets. They have won. Let me get the results sheet up. This is completely new. I put these together when I was working with Cav. Some of you will remember with Cav, and Cav and I bet these. And Cav, that's all he does now. He just bets these and lives his life. Fantastic. They were sort of set up based on Ultimate. And then we expanded that process into some other leagues. And he just does all his stuff, fixed odds, and moves on. I think he does these. I think he's got a couple of his own Ultimate systems that he does, but we do these together. I'm just trying to find the sheet. I do apologise. Should have had it open. And these would be for people really who, one, you've got to be a serious punter. You know, we're not going to do it for people who want fivers. But you haven't got a lot of time. You literally want to bet and put on. They are 7 days a week. They have won 163 points. They are predominantly home win. There is the very rare back draw. Literally, we have had how many? We have had 100. There's 2,000 bets. There's been for 163 points profit. 111 of those bets are back the draw. Everything else is a home win. Covers all the leagues on Football Data Direct. And we actually got a couple of leagues that Kev modelled that aren't on that. It's exactly the same model, but just that we didn't put on Football Data Direct purely because the volume, but it's only a couple. So they're 163 points up. They are delivered, they're worked out and delivered at 9:30 on an app. So literally you get an app alert on your phone. You do need to download the app. The app is about $2.99, I think, to purchase because you need the paid version. But I don't think it's any more than a fiver, certainly. I think it was about $2.99 when I got it. we set the app up because Cav loves photography, so he goes off all over the world taking photographs, and he didn't want to be tied to a laptop. So basically you get an app alert, and it gives you what the bet is. It gives you a minimum odds price, so it will say something like back Tottenham, fair odds 2.01 or whatever. It's got a link that you click which will open Betfair, so you don't need to go and search that. So you just click it, it takes you to Betfair. You go to the Tottenham game, and you can, if let's say they were 1.96, you can put the bet in and leave it at 2.01, set it at 2.01, put it in as a cancel if it doesn't get to that price. If at any time between then and kickoff it reaches that minimum price, you bet it. We don't take them in play, it's simple as that. We've never shared them, but we are going to share them purely because I just think it's something that it won't get damaged. And I think that for some people who, you know, one of the things I get a lot of is time. I just don't have time to do this. That, you know, I don't want to go down the road of tipping, but I spoke to Kev about it and he sort of said, why don't we let a few people have them? And we are literally going to let 15, 20 people have them, and we are going to go ahead with that. I'm setting it up now. I just want to make sure that when people do want to join, one, we get the right people, and two, you fully understand that you do. They purely are come on the app. So we generate the bets, send them to the app. It's all done automatically. You can bet them and do nothing else. And I will post the full results in the Telegram room sometime over the next couple of weeks and have details of that for people who want those. As I say, home wins. Simple, really simple. So that's coming. FTS wise, nothing else will really change. Obviously, we'll have renewals for FTS data through the summer. Trading group, I'm going to do an update for you. You know, your situation won't change. We're going to just have a look at a couple of the strategies and add a couple more. We're going to look at the lay-in side that I did in one of the live sessions. So all that's coming. So there's, yes, so basically lots going on, which will all come together over the next, pretty much the next few weeks, certainly sort of into July. As I say, it all starts again in the end of July. Belgium starts up. What an amazing finish to that league at the weekend with Toby Alderweireld smashing, fantastic goal, smashing it in from outside the area to give Antwerp their first title in whatever 40-50 years. When it looked like it was going to be Union Saint-Gilloise, then I think it was going to be Ghent, and incredible, all changed round in the last couple of minutes, and then he smashed a rocket in the 94th minute. So Spurs effects, eh? Leave Spurs, win a trophy, as somebody kindly reminded me the other day. I think it's 94 or 95 players now have left Spurs and won trophies. Yeah, thank you ever so much. Oh, West Ham, talking of trophies, won that piss old trophy last night. I got some stick on that. It's just an opinion. Darren, the Hibs fan, he on Twitter got to disagree with you. Great opportunity to play in Europe. You know, gives a chance for teams to get more money. West Ham fans obviously came at me because they're in it and they've gone on to win it. And you're entitled to your opinions. I'm entitled to mine. You know, yes, it does give those teams more money, but all that does is give them a leg up on the teams below them. So it gives West Ham or Hibs money to you know, more money to perhaps get closer to Celtic and Rangers. It doesn't really, because they're getting loads of Champions League money anyway, which is all disproportionate. But what about the St Mirrens and the Forests and teams like that? They're not getting it. So what are we going to do? Introduce another tournament for them so they can stay and get a bit closer? The whole thing is completely and utterly fucked. And when I renewed my ticket, which I got lots of grief about, and rightly so, because I have sort of said I don't enjoy it. And I think the one thing that I have sort of decided, that this constant chase to compete with these guys is absolute waste of time. You know, you just see what's gone on in sport this week. Just this week, you know, and you know, it's staggering. Benzema, £200 million a season. N'Golo Kante, £100 million a season. You know, Qatar raising their bid, fifth bid for Man United. And if they don't get Man United, they will buy somebody else. And fans, we've just forgotten. For me, you know, and there's people who know me well on FTS and know what I'm like, we have lost any sense of normality and morality, and that's how I feel about it. There are Spurs fans jumping up and down for Qatar to buy them. Just buy some. I just want to win some. I just want to compete. Just buy us. I just think it'd be horrendous. If Tottenham won a trophy now, which gets ever more difficult with the likes of City and the money and the power they've got, and United if they get bought, and Newcastle being bought by Saudi Arabia, it's going to get harder and harder. But if they did, I'd get a lot more pleasure out of it. And if they don't, I just want to enjoy football, and going to Tottenham hasn't been enjoyable. I'm hoping that this guy that we've got, and it is just hope, because it's Tottenham, Ange Postecoglou, plays good football. It's fun again. It's fun to go to, and it becomes more of a day out, because that's what I used to go for. Tottenham weren't winning when I started going in the 70s. They weren't winning in the 80s. The odd FA Cup, but they were finishing 10th, 12th, 14th in the league. And I just enjoyed it more. And I think we've all just chasing this, got to get fourth, got to do this. And it's, why have you got to get it? It's all about money. It's not about success, not about anything else other than money. And I just think it's absolute nonsense. Then you see what's happened in golf. I mean, we've basically sold golf. Golf has been sold to Saudi Arabia. That's basically what's happened. Whole sport, you know, centuries old sport, has been sold to Saudi Arabia. And while people all laud about it, and laud about the money, and laud about the money that people like Benzema get, this is one horrendous country. That is my issue with it. And as I said, it's morality. If you want to turn your blind eye to it, in to pick up an FA Cup or jump up and down as a Newcastle fan, that's absolutely fine if that's what you want to do. If Phil Mickelson wants to take $250 million and pretend, this is a country that cut a journalist up. This is a country that bombs Yemen repeatedly. This is a country that you know, I don't know whether it's ever been proven, but strong links to 9/11. This is a country where women are under a male guardianship. It's just horrendous, and it is. It's purely sports washing. It's a country that executed 81 people in March, most of them for next to nothing. It's a country that believes in torture as a form of punishment. You know, women hugely discriminate. I find it absolutely staggering, people like Phil Mickelson, I genuinely do, who've got daughters who live in the free world, if you like, and they wouldn't want their daughter living in Saudi Arabia. Absolutely. There's not a person living in the UK or who would want their daughter living under that sort of oppression in Saudi Arabia. And you certainly, we all come from a mum, despite all the fucking talk of genders and that's going on. We do all come from a mother. You wouldn't want fucking your mum living there and being treated like it either. And I just find it amazing how over the last 20, 30 years, we have literally just binned all that for greed, money, and what we call perceived success. You know, City, let's see what happens with the 115 child. The whole thing, for me, is just bent. And ultimately, I'm going to give it a season. If I can go to the football, have a day out and enjoy myself, take people along and have a bit of a laugh. You know, like when I took Lee Stanleyland, Sheffield United, I'm going to take Simon Dennis to Luton coming up. People will really enjoy it and enjoy the day out. Great. If I can't do that, then it just doesn't mean anything to me. The Qataris buying Tottenham and buying £100 million just doesn't interest me in the slightest, because it's all just nonsense. It is just nonsense. Man City as a football club, it's just nonsense what's going on. You know, and Newcastle, it's just nonsense. But if that's what you want to do, if that's what you really believe in, that's your prerogative. I'm not... You do what you want to do. Ultimately, I'll put my head on my bed and go, that's how I feel. I wake up in the morning and that's it. And we are just inventing everything for money. You know, and there is a cost to the consumer. People being asked to pay multiple subs now to watch a game of football. Amazon, BT Sports, Sky, whoever else is showing it, whatever comes next. People going to prison for streaming football. It's just absolutely nuts. Everything is getting completely out of sync. And the Gulf, I mean, the Gulf is just, I'm absolutely, I didn't even have, I was on a Zoom when that broke, that news. And actually, I hadn't seen it. Alistair text me. It was the first person. Alistair text me and said, have you seen the news? And I actually thought it was a wind-up. You've basically sold a sport. And let me tell you now, 10 years' time, they'll own football. If you think that this getting the Kantes and the Benzemas and that... it's going to be like China when they did it. It's not. These people have got bottomless pit of money. It wouldn't surprise me to see they create a Super League. You know, they've had a World Cup in Qatar. They're out to sports wash the world, simple as that. And they'll start with golf. They will move into football, and they'll probably do things like tennis and boxing or whatever it may be. There's already huge fights in there. And I can't see any good in it whatsoever. Just fucking greed. You know, why does a player, football player, need 200 million? A fair play to Lionel Messi for not going. And I think Lionel Messi didn't go because I don't think he wants his wife living in that country. I've not got proof of that, but reading between the lines, that's how I thought that actually, yeah, I could pick up a billion, but we don't want to live there. And they're off to into Miami again for shed loads of money. But I guess, you know, Messi and Ronaldo are slight exceptions for me. I think there's people who are exceptional in all walks of life who get paid. Benzema, fantastic footballer, but 200 million a season, Kante, 100 million a season. It is nuts. It's just nonsense. And let's see what's happened. And that's how I feel about it. I just think the whole thing's gone. I think it's all too far gone. And, you know, the world is, I've said it, I'm very consistent on here. I've not said any different. And I understand a Hibs fan wants Hibs to have more money to compete. You ain't going to beat Celtic and Rangers. They've won it 39, 40 years. They'll win it again. They'll win it again. They'll win it again. Gives you a bit more money, day out. Okay, yeah, fair play to you. You know, ultimately the final last night was 8th in Serie A versus 14th in Premier League. It's dog shit. We're going to end up with what we're going to go right. We're going to play the dog and duck. I said to a couple, we're going to play the dog and duck in London to play in Le Teddy's bar in Paris. We'll give them all 100 grand and everybody, all the patron go and everything. It just becomes nonsense. You know, the tournaments used to mean something, and now it's all just being staged for cash, money to keep up with this ridiculous facade of playing these players' ridiculous wages, charging the public more for everything. Football is gone. It's gone. And now these Saudis are coming after that, it will be even more gone. Right, there's that one. What else we got? Can you believe? And the other thing I got stick about, and I've come clean, I got stick about BGT saying that. I think people, when I mention that, I can't remember my exact phrase I use. I don't sit and watch BGT religiously. I really want to stress that. When it first came out, when we had all these singing things, whatever they were called, Pop Idol and all that, BGT was the one I didn't mind and could tolerate because you'd see something different. As in, an act would come on, you go, God, I've not seen that before. I know the one that stands out, well, there's two that stand out to me. One is I don't know what you'd even call them. They made silhouettes behind a sort of screen. So they sort of, a group of people, they're making, you know, they'd make like the landscape of New York with their bodies. And I just thought that's quite impressive. And the girl who had the dog, Patsy, I can't remember what her name was. And just think, oh, that's quite refreshing to watch. That was quite good. I don't sit and watch it now. I happen to walk the dog and walk in, and a bloke was getting a high-vis yellow jacket off. And that was like the midweek thing. I understand he then won the final. It's bollocks. It's nonsense. That's another thing that's gone. Sam does watch it and actually said, when he won, she said, I was in my office. She came in and said, I'm never watching that again. That's that done. Basically, a bloke taking a high-vis jacket off. I'm sure there must have been something better than that on it. And we all vote for it, and it's a country vote. Shows you the fucking state of this place. And then you see Nigel Farage grifting for fivers on Twitter. Somebody sent that to me to trigger me. Join Nigel Farage's whatever elite Twitter group or Premier Twitter. Pay him £5 a month for behind the scenes access. What is going on? Honestly, what is going on? One of life's huge, biggest grifters. Fair play to the guy, to be fair. I mean, I cannot stand it, but fair play for him churning out different ways to try and make himself relevant and get money out of people, and people fall for it. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. No wonder those Nigerian emails work if there's people giving Nigel Farage a fiver a month to talk absolute, complete and utter shit. He just talks absolute garbage. Incredible. No matter what your views or anything, he just talks garbage. I remember when I had a UKIP, when he was in charge of UKIP, someone knocked on my door from UKIP and I fucking let him have it. And he was leader at the time and they looked at me fucking gobsmacked. So you got that. You got Trump perhaps being... what do you call it? Trump being charged with the Espionage Act. There, so yeah. No matter what the stick I get, I do end up being right about these people. Boris Johnson, complete and utter fucking bell end. I mean, what is going on with his coat? You can have an inquiry, but you can only have the stuff we deem relevant. I mean, it's nonsense, isn't it? Trying to throw Rishi under the bus. Rishi now will approve your honours list, Boris. Please don't tell him it's absolute, honestly. The people we've got in charge do not know what's going on, and we have to blame ourselves because we are letting this happen and letting these people do it. It is absolute nuts. You know, Rishi Sunak, I'm going to stand in when he first got in, standing there. You know, honesty, integrity, it's just absolute crap. It really is. It's just complete and utter bullshit. You got the bloke on the other side of the bench. He changes like the wind every fucking time he speaks. Starmer, fucking absolutely, it's just terrible. The state of it is terrible. And then in America, you got a bloke running again, who still thinks he won last time, basically thinks he can do what he wants and he's above the law and has done for years. You know, questions about sexually harassing people and everything all coming out, and Oh, we'll have him again. Let's have him again. Yeah, let's have him again. And the other bloke's falling over on stage. And what a fucking shambles, honestly. Fucking hell, it is. And I don't know what's going on. Fortunately, I've been too busy to bury myself in it, but it is absolutely nuts. But I think it was a really, really, really sad day for golf. I think it's sad day for golf. Sad day for BGT when a bloke in a yellow hive is, and Britain's basically fucked with the people we keep giving any sort of credence to. Sunak, Johnson, Starmer, Farage. It is time to clear them all out and fucking start again. Right, what else have I got? Have I got anything else? I'm sure I did have stuff, but there, who knows. So I will do a couple of more pods up to that. As I say, Sunday, guys, I'll do the live trading session. What else? I can't remember. I'll just see. Once I mention the name Farage, my fucking brain fries. Yeah, football gone. Absolutely. I'm just getting worse. 200 million a season. Just ridiculous. It's just not even. It's just nonsense now. It is just absolutely nonsense. They have just got a bottomless pit of money, and look at us. And it's the justifying it that really makes me chuckle. It's the people like Mickles. There's an interview on Twitter, Bryson DeChambeau, which was done since Monday's announcement, or Tuesday, whenever it was. There's an interview with Bryson DeChambeau, 5-minute news interview. Just have a look at that and listen to him. Listen to him try and justify things like 9/11 and the Saudis. Oh yeah, no, they're trying to do a load of good now. No, they're not. They're trying to just give you a load of money to make you say that and make it look like they are. Absolutely, it's comical. Absolutely comical. I'm going today to discuss the conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory series that I'm looking to set up. We'll keep that separate from FTS, but going to discuss lots of things with a good friend of mine. And one of the reasons, as I say, is that it will show what I want to show is I don't want to make him feel bad, make it nonsense, but I want to show that people can get on and have a difference of opinion, because we seem to have lost that. We seem to have lost sense of humour. You know, I'm somebody who relentlessly takes the piss. It's just my nature. The people who know me know when I'm being serious and know when I'm not. But yeah, absolutely, I'm looking forward to that. So doing that today, going to test drive a new car tomorrow. We are looking to become a one car family. We just decided that we basically have two cars sat on the drive now. The kids and everything are gone, doing nothing. You know, they probably sit on the drive 200 odd days of the year, and the days that we both are doing something independent and need the cars are minimal. So we're going to bin them and perhaps get a Jeep Compass. Not my choice. This is all the good lady. I'm not a big car person. I did the Aston Martin thing, trying to be flash. Load of bollocks. What was I doing? Hold my hands up. It doesn't really bother me now, as long as it gets from A to B. But she got this Merc 4x4 when Ari came over, whenever that was, 2021. She is going to, she's got her eyes on a Jeep Compass now, but she just said, I don't think we need to. So we're going to bin the two off, get the Jeep Compass. And I don't know, I suppose then you've got to go and drive it over Scottish hills and through streams like they do in the advert, don't you? Well, they've got car adverts. They're always driving it on roads that aren't, there's no other car about. That's not real, is it? Right, have a lovely Thursday. I'll be back with you. Well, I'll definitely be back with you on the 19th, but I'll probably be back with you before then. As I say, there is lots coming on. You may get a few emails. I do apologise as we sort of let you know about stuff. You know, you can always unsubscribe, piss off, leave FTS if I'm not for you. I keep telling you that. Dave will be hitting me now. But will be some emails. You'll see stuff appearing on site. You'll see content coming out. You'll see stuff that's relevant to setting up for next year. And as always, if we can help you, we will. But I think we've got a good structure in place forward now to help people better. And obviously, with the way everything's set up, I've got more time and we're not going to have a World Cup. So, yeah, I think the future's bright. The future's, what was that? The future's bright. The future's orange, wasn't it? Don't exist anymore, do they? Right, have a lovely Thursday. Fuck the Saudis. Fuck Man City. I just got a feeling Inter are going to win at the weekend. Just got it's nothing more than the feeling. I just think we're going to see a little bit like when Chelsea beat them, a little 1-0 Inter. And they'll be crying in their soup. Fuck that conference thing, nonsense, didn't even recognise it. Waste of time. I'm right, you're wrong. See, they're the things, that's when I say that. Oh, so not right, you're wrong. I'm joking, relax. Chillax yourselves. I'll be back. I'm back in full flow. So, as I say, everything really over the next couple of weeks will be picking up and coming out. Enjoy the break of the football. I know for some people, I don't know what to do, but it is nice to have a sort of bit of downtime from it. Get yourself set up and ready to go next season. As I say, stuff coming out. Take care. Have a lovely time. Love you all. And I'll be back with you shortly.